Hey, and welcome to the Networking Retreat audio show. Earlier on this morning, I recorded just a quick video about how to never walk into a room full of people that you don't know, how to never have to walk up to people completely cold at networking events. Although it was a video, I really thought it would be useful for you guys as well. So here it is. I'm talking about how to get your reputation to precede you. Morning. I hope you're all well. I did the Networking Retreat video show live last night, and there's something that I talked about on there that I'd like to talk to you guys about as well. And that's about your reputation preceding you. You may have heard the expression, his reputation precedes him. When people talk about someone who, when they enter a room, everyone knows them, everyone knows all about them. And actually, that's in your control. And it's actually something that you can make happen. And the real opportunity, as I've said so many times, is that most people don't bother. All of these times that I was accused of wasting time messing around on the internet, spending too much time on Facebook, LinkedIn, on the old For Networking forum, and so on and so forth, but it meant that my reputation preceded me. It meant that when I walked into a room full of people who I didn't know, actually I did know them, or they knew me, or they were aware of me, because I'd spent time putting tons of content out so that people got to know about me before I arrived. I was an early adopter of all of this stuff. I adopted Twitter very early on, 2008 in the UK, got into Facebook. Facebook's telling me 13 years, so Facebook 2007 then, I guess, and started using all of this stuff, as well as the business forums that were around at the time, so that if I did walk into a room, people knew who I was, and there were no cold introductions. I guess I've spent the whole of my career trying not to have to make cold conversation with people, not to have to walk up to people who I don't know. That's, I think, an introverted thing. I've been talking to Veronica Pullen about introverts a lot recently and how we network. But actually doing all of this stuff, putting myself out there in private, in this room alone at home, well before I turn up to a networking meeting, means that my reputation precedes me, means that people know about me before I arrive. The other thing is that because I try and put out really helpful content, hopefully people have got a good impression of me before I arrive. Think about what that means to you. What could you be putting out there in terms of helpful content about your business, videos, podcasts, written stuff? What could you be putting out there? And think about the fact that what you can also do, and what I really recommend that people do, find out who the organisers of the networking events that you're about to go to are, before you go, before you arrive, and make contact with them. Even at networking events where they don't give you the list of attendees, which is, by the way, the right thing to do, and they shouldn't tell everyone who else is attending, but even when you go to those networking events, you will know who the organisers are. So another way to make sure that you're not walking into a room full of strangers is to make sure that you at least contact the organisers in advance. When I did the Facebook Live last night, something that Lee Rickler mentioned, which I think is a really sensible idea, is to also look for hashtags, look for who else is going to the event, post on LinkedIn and Facebook that you're going to a particular event, and I'm absolutely sure that some of the other people going will come and say hello as well. If you want your reputation to precede you, if you want to never walk into a room full of people that you don't know, that is under your control. It just requires you putting in a bit of effort up front. Happy Friday. I hope that's useful. And I'll speak to you all again soon. That was the Networking Retreat audio show. Thank you so much for listening. If you want completely free networking advice, hints and tips from me, just go and look for the Networking Retreat app on any of the app stores. Just search for the Networking Retreat. Download the app, register there, and ask away with your networking questions. There's a whole business community growing in there, as well as me posting very regular networking advice. Really hope you enjoyed it. I look forward to seeing you at the next edition of the Networking Retreat audio show.